With Talking Health, I'm Shira Kaliski. Today's Talking Health will be looking at West Nile virus. West Nile virus is a virus that's found in many countries around the world and spread by mosquitoes. Most cases are not serious and many people have no symptoms or only mild flu-like symptoms, such as headaches, muscle aches, and a high temperature. Serious problems occur in fewer than 1 in 100 people affected with the virus, but can include infection of the brain, spinal cord, and tissues surrounding the brain and spinal cord, which can be fatal. Signs of a severe infection can include muscle weakness, disorientation, seizures, and loss of consciousness. You should seek medical advice as soon as possible if you develop symptoms while you are traveling or after you return home. Make sure you tell the health practitioner where you have been traveling. Despite its name, West Nile virus is found in many parts of the world, including Africa, Western Central Asia, the Middle East, Europe, particularly Southern Europe, North Central and South America, the Caribbean, and Australia. In tropical countries, it's possible to catch all year round. In places with changing summer and winter seasons, such as North America, West Nile virus is usually more common during summer and autumn. There have been no confirmed cases originating in the UK, and cases affecting travellers returning to the UK are very rare. It is spread through the bites of infected mosquitoes. Mosquitoes become infected when they feed on infected birds. They can then spread the virus to humans and other animals they bite. The virus cannot be spread from close person-to-person contact, for example, by kissing someone who is infected. West Nile virus can usually be diagnosed with a blood test. If meningitis is suspected, a sample of the fluid surrounding your brain and spinal cord will be removed during a lumbar puncture and tested. There is no specific treatment for the infection. If your symptoms are mild, they will usually get better without treatment in a few days, and you won't normally experience any long-term side effects. As there is no specific treatment or vaccine for West Nile virus, it's best to avoid being bitten by mosquitoes when visiting infected areas. The mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus are most active around dusk and dawn. For more information, please visit the NHS website. With Talking Health, I'm Shira Kaliski.